Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. From English translation of Gita Prabodhini by Shraddhe Swamiji Shri Ramsukdasji Maharaj. Gita Mahatmyam, the greatness of Gita. A person given to the study of the sacred scripture of Gita is freed from fear and grief. Such a person attains the abode of Lord Vishnu. A person devoted to study of Gita and practice of pranayama, that is control of life breath, is liberated from sins and fruits of actions of the past birth. By bathing in water, day-to-day dirt of the body is washed away. By bathing even once in the holy water of Gita, the whole mundane dirt is washed away. Gita should be cheerfully sung. Of what avail is the study of other elaborate scriptures? For Gita has emanated from the lotus lips of Lord Himself. Gita, being the immortal words of Lord Vishnu, is the nectarine essence of the whole of Mahabharata. One who partakes the Ganges like water of Gita, for him there is no rebirth. All the Upanishads are cows. Gopala Nandana is the milker. Partha, that is Arjun, is the calf. The wise are the partakers of the milk divine, the nectar of the Bhagavad Gita. There is only one scripture, which is sung by the son of Devaki. There is only one God, and that is the son of Devaki. There is one mantra, and that is the name of that God. There is only karma, and that is the service of that God. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.